And now, Tough Guy, starring Sonny Tufts. Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force present a melodrama titled Tough Guy and starring Sonny Tufts.
I can't move. I wonder if anybody will see the car in all this rain. Oh, someone's got to. Oh, if only my leg would stop hurting.
Good picture, huh, Nick? And what do you say? Let's go, huh? We saw this travel picture. Come on, I don't want to see it through again.
Okay. If you want to go, go ahead. I'm going to see it again. Where are you going?
Well, I thought I'd go over to the office, you know, for...
Stay away from there, see? I'm not going to be there tomorrow. In fact, you can have the day off.
But, Nick, I wanted to be there because...
You heard me, Joe. Scram.
All right. You and that character are going to drive me nuts.
Let's see. Guess I'll cut through the park. Rain's starting to let up anyhow. Should be a good day tomorrow. Wonder where I should spend the day. Maybe at the beach.
Help.
Or...
Help!
What? Well, that sounds like a dame.
Help me, please, whoever you are. I'm over here under this car.
It is a dame. Well, what do you know about that? Maybe a frame, though. She sounds like she means it. I better take a look. Okay, I'm coming. Where are you? Oh. Here you are. What's the matter, babe? Can't you drive? What a mess you made of this hack.
Oh, I'm so glad you heard me. Please, my leg is caught in the door. I can't move.
Okay. Can the chatter, sister. Here, give me your arm. There. You ought to be able to make it now.
I guess I... Oh, no, I can't. My ankle hurts. I can't stand on it. Give me a hand.
I'll tell you what. I'll help you. All the way to a dock, I know. If you do something for me. You know, a sort of a deal.
Deal? What kind of a deal?
You know, I do something for you. You do something for me. I'll get you to a dock if you'll marry me.
Well, what? Marry you? Well, why, that's idiotic. It's absolutely crazy and fantastic.
Okay, sweetheart. Stay there. And I'll bet you'll be here a long time, see? That's the deal or none.
But I don't even know you. Why, I haven't even seen you in this darkness. Oh, please, stop this silly nonsense and help me.
Look, babe, marry me, sight unseen, or you stay right here, and that ain't nonsense.
But people just don't go around marrying strangers they don't know or anything.
All right, babe, you asked for it.
Stop, wait!
Yeah? What do you want?
Oh, all right, you win. I promise. I'll promise anything to get away from here and to a doctor. You...
That's better, babe.
Stop calling me babe. The name is Marjorie.
Okay, Marge. Shut up and give me your arm. Now, put him around my neck. Tighter. Okay, let's scram.
Well, there you are, young lady. That should fix you up. The injury is not serious, but it could have been. By the way, Nick, how do you enter into this?
Look, Doc, can the third degree, see? All I'm trying to do is...
Force me to marry him. Those were his terms for helping me to get to your home.
Nick, whatever... Oh, I see. Back in the same old groove, huh?
Can the chin, Doc. What's the damages?
As I stated, just a slight wrench. It could have been...
Nah, not that. How much dough for the bandages?
Nick, listen to me. You're not going to make this girl marry you and...
What do you think?
I know. I'm not going to marry you. I won't marry you.
You'll nothing, babe.
Marjorie.
Marge, you keep your word or...
I won't. Do you hear? I won't.
Look, you. No dame backs out on Nick Hammond, see?
I won't budge from this office.
Oh, you won't, eh?
Don't you dare say.
Here, here, Nick. This has gone far enough.
And you shut up or I'll paste you, too.
But, Nick, I can't stand here and see you.
Then sit down like I tell you. Come on, babe. I mean, Marge. Let's get going.
Oh, all right. I can't fight back. You uncouth...
Such words, Marge. I'm surprised at you.
Where are you taking me now?
None of your business. Just keep quiet and be a listener. Maybe you'll learn to like me yet. Maybe someday you'll see the other side of Nick Hammond.
One side is enough of you. And I won't marry you ever.
Oh, I don't know about that. You may.
Is that the place up ahead, Mac? Maybe you're paying attention. Oh, well.
And what a fool I was for ever calling for help. I would have been better off out there under the car and in the rain. You're a cruel mean...
Cut the names, babe. Hey, you cabbie. Stop over there by that white front apartment.
Okay, boss.
Here, keep the change.
Gee, thanks, Mike.
Well, desperate Nick Hammond, what next?
Take a seat and rest your feet while I make some coffee.
Oh, you can do something worthwhile then.
Yeah, maybe more than you think, baby.
Police headquarters, Sergeant Baker.
Sergeant, this is Dr. Whalen.
Oh, hiya, Doc. What can I do for you?
Well, it's Nick. Nick Hammond, he,
Oh, no! Not again. He's been warned before.
Yes, yes, I know. But, well, this time he's kidnapped a girl.
What? Kidnapped a what?
That's right, a girl. He came into my office with this girl about 10 minutes ago and...
Sit still.
Oh, really, Mr. Hammond, is the gun necessary? I'm not going to try anything that would require a gun.
I know. Just a precaution, that's all.
Tell me, Nick, are the police after you? What have you done that you have to hide out like this?
Suppose the police were after me. Could you learn to like me a little, regardless of what I'd done?
Like you? I hardly think so, the way you've been acting. Although I suppose you did save my life.
Oh, I wouldn't go as far as to say that. In fact...
Well, the phone is ringing. Aren't you going to answer it?
Never mind the phone. Let it ring.
Okay. Well, can we at least hear the radio?
Okay. Turn it on.
If anyone knows the whereabouts of Nick Hammond, please contact police headquarters or this radio station at once. He is known to have a girl companion about 5'2" and with a bandage.
Nick, why did you... What have you done? Why are the police looking for you?
I don't know. Maybe I went too far this time.
I guess you did.
Shut up and listen. I can leave now, but if you really appreciate what I did for you tonight at the car, you'll at least meet me later. Say, 4:30. The Flower Mart on the corner of 5th and Gray Streets.
But...
Is it a date?
Why? Oh, all right. I'll be there. Somehow I guess I must like you, you big lug.
No, that's better, baby. See you then.
Nick, please give yourself up. Whatever you may have done, it's the only way...
There you go. Stop worrying about me and remember what I told you.
Goodbye, Nick. I hope you'll remember what I've said.
So long, baby. Relax. I'll straighten it all out.
Operator.
Quick, give me police headquarters.
Just one moment, please. I'll connect you.
Police headquarters, Sergeant Baker.
Look, Sergeant, I know where Nick Hammond is.
Is that so? Who are you? What's your name?
Oh, I'm just a girl he found in help from a car wreck on West Carey Street. We heard the news on the radio, and he said he had to go. He wants me to meet him at the corner of 5th and Gray Streets at 4:30.
Oh, you're the one Doc Whelan called about. Okay, miss. We'll clear up this situation. Hey, by the way, what did you say your name was?
I didn't, but it'll probably be M.U.D. Mud by the time I get out of this mess. Oh, Nick, I've called him for your own sake. I don't want you hurt. Not really. What am I saying? Maybe I do feel sorry for the guy. In fact, he's not too bad looking. Now, he said 5th and Gray Street. Here, driver.
Thanks, miss.
Oh, excuse me, miss.
Oh. Oh, doctor, you frightened me. I thought that you...
You thought I was the police. No, not quite.
Tell me, doctor. Nick, is he all right?
All right. Yes, I suppose he is. For a while, anyway. At least until he gets another notion to... Well, never mind. I'll let him explain. Do him a bit of good to squirm a little himself.
Explain? Explain what? Oh, doctor, what is this all about?
Well, you'll see. But you sound a bit worried. Is it at all possible you like that boy after he tried to force you to marry him?
Never mind my love life, doctor, please. Where is he?
Well, come here. See that policeman in the flower mart?
The one shaking his finger at... Why, that's Nick.
In the flesh. And I might add, hot water.
Oh, just look at him, those clothes. He looks as if he owned the place.
He does.
Now you tell me what this is all about, Nick Hammond, or I'll break this vase over your head.
Excuse me, miss. We're rather used to Nick's actions. This was serious. So.
I guess it was, but I want him to explain. No one else.
Marjorie, I want you to forgive my actions today. You see, I'm not really a tough guy, you see.
I guessed all along you weren't as tough as you try to make out.
Well, first, thanks, Sergeant, and you too, Doctor, for getting me straightened out. And, Marjorie, I hope you'll take that serious, I mean, about marrying me. I have learned my lesson.
Lesson? What lesson?
Well, Marjorie, I'm quite a movie fan, and, well, I got an idea from a picture that a tough guy could get a girl to fall for him, and, well... I guess I didn't do it as good as he did in the picture. But you see, I wanted to act like that guy in the movies, Sonny Tufts.
Well, thank you very much, Sonny Tufts. For a grand performance.
Oh, thanks. Goodbye, everybody.
Choose the career that offers all five. The U.S. Army offers you 5 keys to a successful future. First, a career of service. In the Army, you will be on a team with a tradition of patriotic service to the nation. 2, the right job for you. The job you are best suited for. 3, continuous training for planned advancement. Periodic promotions are based on your skill and efficiency. 4, lifetime security. You as an Army man are guaranteed regular pay and sound retirement benefits. 5, travel and recreation. Opportunity for worldwide travel. Yes, choose the career that offers all 5. Get full details at your nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station without delay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this program was brought to you by your Army and your Air Force. In cooperation with this radio station and your local recruiting headquarters. Sonny Tufts may currently be seen in the RKO picture Easy Living. Tough Guy was written by Ira L. Hull and directed by Charles Wilkes and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.